Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you for spending part of your life with me. Today, it's just going to be me and you. I don't have any callers in the queue yet, but when I do, I'm going right to the callers. For my new listeners, Reality Spirituality is a show that Jesus coming up, August the 7th? Yeah, August the 7th, I started my first show on a different network, Reality Spirituality, and this year marks 3 years of the show. Woohoo! 3-year anniversary. It's interesting because everything for me, I'm only going to speak for myself, everything has perfect timing, is in perfect order. I wanted to do a radio show years and years and years ago, but for whatever reason, the reason is, it wasn't the time. This show has evolved. I have evolved. When I first started Reality Spirituality, I'm not even the same person. I wouldn't even talk about the same things that I talked about then. And quite frankly, 2 or 3 weeks ago when I had Jamila Shabazz on Reality Spirituality, she gave me something, she offered something more wisdom, which is, there's no such thing as forgiveness, because if you believe that there is, that means there was something that was done wrong. In other words, why am I forgiving someone when everything is in order, everything is a great divine plan, and nothing was done wrong? Yeah, my mother disinherited me. That's not wrong. My father's illness 5 years before he died, that wasn't wrong. All of the stuff about forgiveness, it hit me as soon as she said, there is nothing to forgive, there's no such thing as forgiveness. When I'm really thinking about it, because as I do on this show, it's always about, listen, this life is really, really simple. It's either a universal thought, universal behavior, universal action, or man-made. And there is a distinct difference between the two. You know what's different between something that's man-made and something that's universal. I was having a conversation with my mom the other day, and she was sharing with me all the things that, you know, sometimes I'm a bad person, sometimes I do things wrong, sometimes I, overeat, whatever she was talking about. And I corrected her. Now, in my real life, I'm the same on the radio as I am in my real life. And correcting her, number one, I usually don't like correcting, but I do this thing like, I want to share this with you, Mom. I want to share. There's nothing that the universe looks at you with these eyes of total acceptance, with unconditional love, regardless of what you're doing or not doing. You are loved just as you are. You are perfect just as you are. There's nothing you need to do. And these labels and these thoughts about thinking that I've done something wrong or I should, and bad behavior, it really doesn't exist. Now, what does that mean? Again, let's get back to behaviors are either universal or they're man-made. Words are either universal or man-made. if I look in the mirror and I see, oh, tons of things I need to change. Oh, check this off. Oh, you're less than, or you're not worthy, or you're not valuable, or you're lazy, or you're procrastinating, or you didn't get anything done today, or, oh, gee, you ate that. And I did. I had chicken wings last night dipped in ranch. Or, I hope nobody heard that. Or you're talking about, oh, I should have eaten healthier. All of this stuff. If you want to be happy, if you want to have this feeling of peace, I can't give any focus, I can't give any attention to any of those thoughts, I can't give any energy to believing or even buying into any of those thoughts that are not universal. Let's think about it. This show today is about your power, your real power. And one of the things that I talked about earlier, well, actually I didn't talk about it, I tweeted it. And it was about having a peaceful relationship. Now, yes, listen, there have been people in my life that, oh, the relationship's been such a struggle. Oh, it's a struggle, struggle, struggle. And the reason why, for me, it was such a struggle is because I never accepted the other person. I always wanted them to be slightly different, and I kind of wanted them to be just like me, think like me, behave like me, on and on and on. So I didn't accept people, especially people that I had a conflict with. Welcome, you're welcome to log in and ask a question in the chat or call in live at 646-564-9619. So getting back to relationships, the only time I had problems or conflicts in relationships or arguments or back and forth or irritation or annoyance or throw in whatever label you want, every time, it was only because of one thing. It was only because I wasn't accepting that person. I was judging that person. I was wanting that person to be different than they are. And that's the only time that I find conflict or find anything other than a peace. And I've proven it more times than you can ever guess. Believe it or not, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, happiness specialist, has challenges just like all of you. And my challenges and my issues are unique to me. But one of them was having peaceful relationships. I mean, none of my relationships were peaceful. And is it possible to have a peaceful relationship all the time, 24/7, with someone other than yourself? And actually, in reality, sometimes the relationship you have with yourself isn't peaceful. And that was my issue. Having a relationship, because everything starts with self, everything starts with that person in the mirror, all of my power is in the mirror, all of my problems, all of my struggles, all of the answers are found in the mirror. So the reason why I wasn't at peace with other people, the reason why I, you know, liked to argue, and the reason why I got angry, and the reason why I didn't have any patience or short-tempered or irritated or annoyed, throw in some more labels, if you will, please. Can't think of all of these labels by myself, is only because I wasn't peaceful within my own skin. There was no peace here. I was always wanting something different, for me to be something different, for me to be involved in something different, for me to experience something different. And then why didn't I should have. Why didn't I get this done? Why, you know, on and on and on, please. It was endless. And I'm finding that the more peaceful I am with myself, the more at ease and the more at peace and the more accepting myself exactly how I am in this moment. And the past, yesterday, doesn't exist. Going back and I could have said, I didn't say, and why should I? Forget it. I actually ask the universe, these are some of the things I ask the universe. I don't ask them for houses. I don't ask them for Mr. Right. I don't ask them for a house on, you know, listen, yes, it would be nice. But the universe has distinctly told me and shared with me, Rebecca, if this is all it's going to be, if where you are now, if where you are now doesn't satisfy you in this moment, if where you are in this moment you find or you are giving out any kind of energy of dissatisfaction, being dissatisfied with where I am this day, this moment, guess what? Guess what, audience? I'm going to take that dissatisfied energy into all of my future moments. This energy of dissatisfaction, this feeling of dissatisfaction was huge for me. It was something that lasted years. This being dissatisfied, I mean, there's always something better, isn't it? I mean, this moment, can it improve? Can I have, instead of having thousands of listeners, can I have millions of listeners? I mean, you know what I'm saying. People ordering my book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, on my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Can I have millions of sales instead of just a few, you know? The feeling of dissatisfaction was in every cell of my body. And in order for me to live and to be what I claim to be, which is this happiness specialist, is my number one priority. If you listen to the show, when I was younger, I wanted two things in my life. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this happiness is a feeling, is my foundation, is a feeling, is a knowing that everything is at peace, everything is in order, I trust in the universe, I surrender totally. My arms are out. I surrender totally to whatever the will of the universe looks like or feels like, because I know that the universe's plan is greater than I could ever comprehend. Do I have proof of that? Yes, I do. Proof, faith, believe, yes, I do. So when I put my little 2 cents in, when I put my 2 cents in and say to the universe, you know what, I really wish this would be different. Why am I experiencing this? Why do I have to go through this? Universe, are you kidding? Can I have X, Y, and Z, N-O-W? That would make me happier. The energy of being dissatisfied, the thought of being dissatisfied, it didn't leave me overnight. And that's what I also want to share. We are powerful. Now, did I want to feel dissatisfied, or did I not want to feel that feeling of dissatisfaction a lot sooner than I did? Hell yeah. But I lost that feeling of being dissatisfied exactly when it was time to lose it. The flowers bloom on trees exactly when it's time for them to bloom. Rose bushes. Children, when, as soon as they're born, they don't start, they're not born, and they don't just start walking and talking as soon as they pop out. Everything happens in perfect order. So with that, with eliminating or with getting rid of that feeling of dissatisfaction, I also had to develop another skill. And all of these things and all of these concepts, what I look at them are just skills. They're just added skills that we gain, that we practice. So I had to practice, and I had to really get, you know, I had to, listen, all of these tests, I have to say A+, A+, A+. And let me tell you a secret. Wherever you are in your life, wherever you are in this moment, the universe is giving you an A+. The universe has graded you A+. So why the hell am I giving myself a C-? If the universe gives me an A+, why am I crossing that out and giving myself a C? Seriously, right? So when I say that, the level of dissatisfaction, there is something else that I also had to practice. And it's very, very powerful. And it was a struggle for me to quote-unquote get. And that is patience. Ooh, that's a dirty. Ooh, that's a, patience. Patience. Patience for? Patience for everything. Patience for other people to get their lessons, to either get it, to stay, you know, to allow them to be on their journey without wanting anything different. Being patient. How many billions of years did it take for this planet? And we have a few callers in the queue. I'm going to get right to them. How many billions of years do we take? Did it take for this planet to evolve? Isn't it 700 and something billion years? That's patience. So with this new skill, a developed skill of just being patient with all of it, when you really, really close your eyes and ask the universe, universe, how do I develop? How do I hold on to more patience? How do I have more patience in my own life and in time? We don't know when, we don't know how long, but I guarantee that when you ask for patience, when you ask to eliminate that feeling, that energy of dissatisfaction, when you ask, I actually ask the universe to get rid of all my irritation. I hate it to be irritated. I mean, irritation feels horrible to me. And I ask them, can you get rid of that? I really would like to live the rest of my life at peace, in peace with everything. I really would. I really would like that. At peace with other people, at peace with what's going on, at peace with the world. That's what I ask for. And I'm here to say with my left hand in the air, trust me, believe me, that when you ask for those things, you always receive an answer. You will always get what you ask for. And honestly, you don't have to keep asking because the universe has a really good memory. But if you have the intention of being at peace, of being peaceful regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen, guess what? That's what you'll get. I'm going to go right to my caller. Ooh, welcome to Reality Spirituality. You are on live. What's your first name?
Hi, my name's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hi. I would like to have your insight, and this is kind of a weird question to ask, but I have not been able to get the answer, like, through doctors and things like that because they don't do testing like that. But I wanted to ask you, am I starting menopause soon?
Oh, what a cute question. What a cute question. Keep going, keep going.
Okay. I don't have symptoms or anything, but it's been on my mind, and I'm kind of, like, wanting to start it. And I know it's weird, but I just feel like a whole brand new life is coming, and that's part of it. And so I just wanted to find out where I am in that cycle. I mean, it's a weird question, but it's very important, and it's not something that can be detected. Most doctors don't do hormone testing anymore, so just wanted to find out intuitively.
Yeah, you know what? Let me say this, number one. Let's get rid of that label weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like any kind of labels, quite frankly. I don't like labels. It's a great question. It's a question that you wanted answered, that you want answers to, correct?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of a way of, I'm weird. Unless weird is great to you, then throw that label on there. But I didn't get that sense that weird was really a good label. I just didn't get that. I didn't feel that.
Yeah. It's not weird for me. It's just I should just say it's an off kind of question that most people ask. So on air, anyway.
But you understand what I'm saying. You get where I'm coming from. I mean,
I'm totally comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just share a really quick story. When I was younger, I used to hear this a lot. My mother called me Becky. My mother and father called me Becky. You're so lazy. You're so lazy. You're lazy. You're lazy. You're lazy. You only do what you can get away with. You don't, do the extra. You're lazy. And so consequently, when I got older, I'm believing that I'm lazy. And lazy for me didn't feel good. Because if you're lazy, I mean, it means so many things. And then, my dear Patricia, and I'll get right to your question, but I wanted to share this. And then, my dear Patricia, I embraced that label of lazy. And now I'm proud to wear it on my chest. Yes, I'm lazy. Praise the Lord, I'm lazy. Thank you for letting me, because I like it. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Now, you know what? I appreciate that very, very much because I've been trying so hard to get away from labels. I don't use the word stupid anymore or those negative words. And I think I just used that word because it's just a different question, and I should say different. But I appreciate you sharing that because I am totally in line with you. I don't like those negative words. Words and I'm trying to get away from them.
Mm-hmm.
So thank
mm-hmm.
you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
When you were talking to me, I'm still having chills. I mean, I'm just chilled up over here because I'm inspired to tell certain stories at certain times, and because you brought up something else, you know, I am a happiness specialist. I mean, happiness is my number one priority, and one of the things that I had to do is not label anything. It's just an experience. And I don't know, most of us, well, let me just speak for myself. I grew up in a whole house full of labels, wrong, something's right, it's always wrong or right. And I can't label anything anymore because labels actually subtract from happiness. All labels, even, listen to this, my dear Patricia, even labeling anything good. Because if you label something good, then that means there's something opposite of good. So even labeling anything, I just say I'm having an experience without judgments. It's an experience without judgments, without labels. So I wanted to share that.
Yeah, and it's hard. And with our language, it's like, what kind of language do we put on it? But I do understand completely, and I agree with you 100% on all that. Really,
mm-hmm.
I do.
Yay!
Because I did come from an experience that did not make me feel very good, and so I was out. I made it my point to go out into the world and just be positive and try to just have good experiences. So, yeah, I appreciate you sharing that with me, and that really helps me because I'm not going to use that word anymore. in relation to this situation, because you are correct, it is not weird. It's a fact of life, and I wish, we could talk about it more. So I'm just going to just put it out there, and I just wanted to know from you what you're feeling about it.
Yes. Let me tell you what I feel from you. I feel like you try a lot. This trying. And I feel like you're trying too hard. I feel like you are at times you're too serious. In other words, take things too serious, life too serious. I feel like there can be even a lighter Patricia, lighter. This thing, and let me get specific to your question. Let me ask you a question. Why is this so important for you to know right now? When I ask that, it's because I'm feeling that, you know, you're kind of putting a little serious, when I say serious, a little serious tip on it, like, I want to know now, I need to know now. Why is that so important to you?
Well, you know, a lot of it is curiosity, because it's been coming into my mind.
Okay, good.
It's been coming to me. And I embarked on a whole brand new life a couple of years ago, and I feel that that's a part of it, and it's a part of my freedom.
So you relate menopause with freedom?
In a way, it's just a whole new chapter of my life, and I... And since it's been coming to my mind, I'm curious about it.
What it is. Okay, why is that coming? Well, I don't know. I feel that you are intuitive yourself. You are, and you have all of the answers inside. It's just about trusting your intuition, trusting it and trusting it more. I can't give you a specific answer. Okay, you're going to start menopause December 1st, 2015 or 2014. I can't give you that answer. But what I can say is that everything that you are going to experience is, and this is going to sound like, oh, God, I called her for this answer, but this is my answer. Everything is happening in perfect order, and if you feel a sense, because I definitely get a sense of shift, I get a different sense of shift with you. I feel my own shift. I feel a shift coming. I don't know. I just feel it. I can't even explain it, and words aren't even enough. But when you feel that is your intuition, that is the universe speaking, that is your GPS, if you will. And whatever you're sensing and whatever you're feeling,
Okay.
I'm just closing my eyes. I'm just trying to get more. In other words, no questioning it. You know, question. There's no need to question. Because you can feel it, and the feeling is the answer. The question, I'm speaking for myself too. the question that I throw out, the universe has already answered. In other words, the universe always answers the questions even before they're asked. And that feeling that I get and feelings that we get, we, you know, like I can feel something, I can feel something, that is the answer. Did that make any sense?
Yeah. Definitely. I'm, you know, sometimes I'm just like a kid. I'm of a very, very curious kid. You know, when I find something that's coming to me that's new, I want to know all about it. And that's just me. You know, that's me. That's who
okay,
I am.
Okay. So, yes.
I'm very inquisitive.
Yes. Ooh, getting another chill because my number one son, he was inquisitive too. I actually called him Mr. Inquisitive. And so you're Miss Inquisitive. And I love that. I love that and embrace that. And so have that curiosity. That curiosity is, let me tell you something. One of the things that the universe says is to be like a child.
Oh, yeah.
To be like a child. To have that same feeling and experiences. In other words, you know, when you're 2 years old, there are no judgments. There's no blaming. There's no complaining. There's no labels. There's no criticizing. You look in the mirror, and guess what? You like everything you see. In fact, you're very curious about that you know, person in the mirror. So you are just amazing. You have an amazing, amazing nature that, quite frankly, spread that out, and the more people, if more people were that childlike and that inquisitive and wanting, and see, you're wanting to know for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm curious. In fact, I'm looking forward to it. Sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I'm asking, you know, and more out of curiosity, and actually I'm expecting it. Anyway.
Well, let's say, and let me throw this out too, because expectations always subtract from happiness, and we have at least for me, all expectations, even the expecting feeling is a feeling. You feel something coming on. It's like the animals can feel the tsunami, or the animals can feel the tornado, or the animals can feel the earthquakes. So that's what I'm getting, that you're feeling. You have that sense. You have the ability to really feel what's coming.
Yeah, and when I woke up this morning, I don't know who it was, but a male voice came to me and asked me, can I ask you a question? And then just went away, so I don't know what that's about. I said, yeah, ask me
the
question.
Well, you're
going to
find out, aren't you?
I guess.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of different things going on with me, and they're exciting, but I just wanted to call in to see what...
I really loved your call. I loved your call. This is going to be my first menopause call ever in my life. I love it. You will always be remembered. Always.
Oh, God.
10 years from now. Yeah, there was a woman, and I'll remember your name, too. There's a woman, Patricia, and she called in asking about menopause. It's going to be great. Now you're in my history. I love
it.
I do.
Well, I would hope that it would be personal.
Oops. Well, listen. Personal. Okay, then it will not be discussed. I honor everyone's personal questions. I guess I'm just such an open book that I quote unquote assume other people are, but that's the wrong assumption on my part. Check, and double check, Patricia. This between me and you and whoever listens to the show today, and that's it.
Well,
how's that?
All that set aside, I appreciate your insights, And is there anything else that you wanted to tell me?
I think I've told you a lot. I don't feel anything else, but if I do feel something, I sure will. If I feel something like in a minute or two or three or four, I definitely will share that.
Okay.
Now, when you know what, let me just ask you this, because when you said personal, so there are some things that you believe are personal to you that you just don't feel like sharing with everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, naturally, you know, that's
mm-hmm,
who I
mm-hmm.
am, that's the person mm-hmm. I am.
Okay, I like that. I like that. I like that. I accept it. I'm just the opposite. And so I've met my opposite. I love it. Actually, my mom's like that too. My mom's very, very personal. So I totally get it. I really do. I promise.
Yeah. Well, this question, I mean, it's a natural question, but
mm-hmm.
it's personal to me. I know I'm talking with you on the radio, but it's not like I ask everyone. But
right.
I'm a very private person, I have to say. Naturally, I'm a very, very private person. I'm not embarrassed to speak about anything because everything around us is just natural to me when you ask that question. But as far as my personal life, I'm a very personal, you know, I try to be, what do you call it? Yeah, I am. I'm very personal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In my own living
that.
Arrangements.
I get that.
But
I get
not embarrassed.
Right. I totally get it. I have a lot of people in my life that are very personal, and they're just different. It's just different. Listen, all of the stars, the billions and billions of stars in the universe, they're all different, but they're all beautiful. They're all beautiful stars. They're unique entities, and I appreciate you, and I thank you. Thank you for being part of my universe, and thank you for sharing who you are. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it. And I'll go ahead and continue to listen, but I'm going to listen on the computer. I was listening to you earlier.
Okay.
And I'll listen to the rest of your show. Thank you for the insight. I appreciate it very, very much.
Oh, good. I appreciate you, and thank you so much for calling in, Patricia. Thank you so much.
You have a real...
Ooh, what a good call. That was interesting. I love my callers. We have more people in the queue, and oops, let's see. I'm going to go to area code 805. What's your first name? Welcome to Reality Spirituality. You're on live.
Hi, how are you? My name's Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on?
Well, the last 3 months have been very hard for me. I had a friend for 30 years that kept promising me things, and then he passed away, and he put it off, and so what he told me for 30 years never came true, so that just took it out of me for a couple months. And now I'm trying to meet someone. I'm online on these dating services and getting out, and just wanted to know, you know, things were going to get better because I went through one of the hardest times of my life, and that had to do with the expectations of promises from someone.
About
the expectations.
You called the right person, honey. You called the right person. But I want to say before I go on, I need you to put on your seatbelt.
Okay.
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 And you gave me a little chuckle on that one. I think you know why, right?
Yes and no. I'm not sure. Just what you're
going
to tell me.
Okay. Here we go. here we go. And the only reason I'm sharing all this is because all of what you just said has happened to me.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything. And I'll even share something even personal, if you will, because I'm up there. And if you're a new listener to the show, you probably haven't heard this story. Of course, you haven't heard it if you're a new listener. But if you've listened before, you know the story. And the story is, in 2007, a year and a half before my father died, my mother disinherited me. Now, the reason why, for good reason, she, you know, I was in her business. I thought I was trying to help her out. I was really being controlling. In other words, I'm taking responsibility for everything that I did and quite frankly, not blaming her for her actions. Now, did I feel this in 2007 when I was disinherited? Hell no. I was hurt. I was upset. I was throw all the things. I was miserable. I was I felt abandoned. I felt betrayed. Yeah. All of that stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
But the bottom line is, my happiness and my peace of mind can never, ever come from another entity, from another person, from promises, from expectations, from anything. My peace of mind, my happiness, my internal contentment only comes from within. And I had to get that because I was in a tailspin for years, probably at least 2 years. 2007, yeah, at least a couple years. And for the first year, she didn't even talk to me on the phone. And then afterwards, you know, it was apologizing, and she never listened. And as always, she was still angry, and I was still angry and hurt and all of that. But the bottom line is, I had to let all of that go because in reality, and this is the seatbelt part, in reality, my mother didn't disinherit me. The universe disinherited me. This man didn't do anything to you. The universe is trying to teach you that all of your, everything that you need, all of the things that you want are right there inside of you, and they're nothing external. The universe doesn't want you to depend on somebody, anyone else, other than them, for your peace of mind, for your well-being. The universe wants you to know that everything that happened, that everything that happens to you, this is crazy, but it's true, is for your betterment. Everything is for your betterment. Everything is for you to get a lesson, and everything is a gift. This person leaving and dying and not and promising and not promising is really a gift. I told you to put your seatbelt on, didn't I?
Yeah.
Is it working? The seatbelt, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, his intentions were to do it, but he just didn't do it. You see what I mean? And so if that was a lesson for me, you know.
No, this is more. His intention, one of the things I had to stop doing is talking about other people, their intentions, their expectations, whatever. You were there. You made the choice. You made the decision. And I'm saying this with as much love as I can. You knew that it wasn't done. And you continue to stay.
Yes.
And then now, after he's gone, after it's over, it's already done, now you are not happy with it or complaining about it.
Right.
You see how it always comes back to us in the mirror? I hate that. You just had a shift. I mean, I could feel your energy shifting. Did you feel that or no?
Yeah. But,
so
you know, I think I did love him, and I did love him, and I did like him. I enjoyed our conversations, you know, so, and just, he had just talked like it was already done, and so, you know, naturally, oh, good, you know, I have this to look forward to, and this and that, and then when it came down to it, it was never done. So maybe his hands were tied, or, you know, it's hard to say, but, oh, boy, I mean, just that expectation. Oh, my gosh, for 30 years, you know.
Expectations are the worst.
Oh.
Expectations is like a kick in the ass, a kick in the, no, not in the ass, a kick in the stomach.
Expectations
will knock, expectations will knock the air out of you.
Yes. Yes, and that's what happened. And, you know, there was a lot of growth, I think, in all this. Of course, we don't really repeat the same things anyways, because life brings us new things all the time. It's never the same.
That's right. That's right. Now, do you have expectations in your life right now? I have to say yes.
No, not. Well, I have expectations that I'm going to meet someone, a companion. I mean, that's my next thing that I'm looking forward to, perhaps sharing my life with someone. You know, I'm on the internet dating and getting out and trying to meet someone. You know, I've been alone now for 7 years, and it's just time, you know, I'd like to have a companion. So I have expectations that, or wants a better word, I guess, that I will meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in relationships in the past, you know.
Okay, I'm getting another, I just want to share this with you. I just want to share this with you.
Sure.
And this is, okay, I just need to share it.
Sure.
Can you imagine, what if there is not going to be a relationship in your life? From now until forever, you're not going to be in a relationship. Are you able to be happy, satisfied, and okay with that?
Yes. I mean, being in a relationship isn't utopia. I mean, it's work. There's things you don't like. There's buttons that get pushed. So, yeah, definitely. There's a side of me that it's not all wonderful, per se. Do you know what I mean? And so I'm working on myself. I'm losing weight. I'm doing yoga. I'm doing meditation. I've got someone that's going to be a trainer with me at the gym. You know, I'm looking forward to going to Thailand with a girlfriend. I mean, yeah. I mean,
okay.
I'm still nurturing my own life.
Okay. I love what you just said. I love what you just said. And let me say this. Because you said something that wasn't true about relationships being work and relationships, there's going to be ups and downs. I used to believe that, but I don't believe that anymore, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I am the one, I am responsible. Again, it's always in my hands. Everything that happens is from that person in the mirror. I have the ability to create peace wherever I am with whoever I am with, including my mommy, including a relationship. I am the one that's responsible for the peace in the relationship. Ups and downs? Well, quite frankly, I had a lot of relationships, ups and downs, and I don't like that. And the only reason why, that changed, or the only reason why I know that can change, that will change if I am in a relationship, is because because I don't accept the other person, and I want the other person to be different than who they are.
Uh-huh.
Ups and downs in a relationship is only because people don't accept each other and they want everything else to be different. There's no such thing as an up and down if you really accept the other person.
Yeah, but are you willing to? I mean, that's a whole other thing. I mean,
well,
if somebody
there you
drinks,
go.
Is a drinker, and, you know, you don't like someone that drinks a lot because their attitude changed. You know what I mean? There's
I'm not going to spend time with somebody that is drinking, and I mean, in other words, I'll say hello and hi, how are you, but I'm not going to be romantically involved with somebody like that. So this is what I'm saying is, yes, I can do it if my priority is peace and happiness at all costs. Peace and happiness at all costs. But getting back to you, let's get back to your question and or your just the reason why you're called. And I appreciate that. And what I want to say to you is, because this is what I'm getting, you're doing a lot of, you know, you said you're meditating, you're going to the gym, you're on this path, you put yourself out there. I'm feeling that, I'm getting that the universe wants you to really start embracing and accepting that person in the mirror and having that relationship with that person in the mirror, number one. Make that your number one and everything else, number two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Yeah.
But Donna, my dear Donna, it's time to really do some real deep feeling and looking and getting down to accepting everything about yesterday. Everything about yesterday is gone. Practicing, not even talking about it or mentioning it because it's over. When I say not talk about it or mention it, I mean have that energy if it's done and whatever happened was good. Can you think of three things? Can you think of three things that are that were just the best, that was such a gift to you with this guy not leaving you, what he said he was going to, with him dying, with him not being in your life? Can you think of three things that really were good for you because of all of that? In other words, change your perspective and thinking there's something wrong, looking at what was right about all of it?
Well, I mean, I still live the simple life that I live, you know, and so I remember my mom used to say to me when I was out there reaching for big dreams or whatever to get back to the basics, because, you know, when you're out there grasping for things, that's, you're kind of taken out of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm more appreciative every day of the moment, the simplicity that I do live, which doesn't require a lot of money, you know?
Ooh, that's perfect. That's a really good one. That's a perfect number one. Can you think of, do you have another perspective? What I'm trying to do is to say, when you change your perspective, you actually change your life, looking at things in a different way as opposed to just stay stuck with one way of looking at it. Can you think of another perspective that's really good that benefited you or benefits you now?
Well, yes, that I did love him as a person. He brought a lot of healing into my life. He was like a father. Mm-hmm. My father, you know, wasn't too nice per se. And so I had that comfort from him.
Mm.
And so I'll always remember that. And you don't take the money and everything with you anyways. It's really the feelings you had towards someone, the relationship.
Ooh, I love that. I love that perspective. That's a great perspective. Because, oh my goodness, I just got something from the universe, and the universe just shared with me to tell you that, would you rather have had the money or that feeling, all the feelings that he gave you, that you shared with him, the feelings, you said a lot of healing and your talks and the comfort and all of those things that you felt for 30 years, which would you rather have?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it brought fullness into my life. I think money itself doesn't do that. I mean,
listen, honey, there you go. Fullness is no price tag on it. Healing, there's no price tag on it. You know, your sense of comfort with this man, there's no price tag on it. I mean, I'm getting chills, but there's the gift. And the universe is just letting you know that was the gift. That is the gift. And quite frankly, when you're in, when you're looking for someone else and you're looking for another relationship and you, you know, you want to experience other relationships, that's what you look for. Those things that someone can bring to you that don't have a price tag on it. The feelings of peace, feelings of growth, feelings of contentment, feelings of what you said, healing, all of those feelings. No price tag. That's what you look for. But let me tell you something. Before you can look for that, you have to have that same sense within yourself. You have to have all of that within you, my dear Donna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you find someone that is just like that, that, that offers exactly what you're offering, which is healing, which is peace, which is all of those beautiful things that you said, company.
Mm-hmm.
All of those beautiful things. I mean, it sounded like the relationship was heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
it meant a lot to me. Yeah.
And is there a price on heaven? So we look for it. So that's what I mean when I say our relationships work up and down, up and down. Not if both of you have that sense of peace and have that wanting healing and heaven and sharing all of those things that you cannot put a price tag on. You just got gifted something really important. It was a gift, that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And how many people can say that?
Yeah, I mean, life is so temporary anyways, and I think the richness of a relationship is so beautiful. I mean, it's better to have loved than not to have loved.
There you go. So that's what we're going to be focusing on from now on. Mm-hmm. Can I get a
mm-hmm?
Yeah, you got to drag it out a little bit more. You got to go mm-hmm. Thank you so much for calling, Donna.
Thank you. I really
appreciated your call. And call me again anytime. Thank you so much for listening.
I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, what a great call, huh, audience? What a great call. I have one more caller that I want to get to before I end the show, if you can believe it. Wow, this is a quick hour. Okay, we're going to area code 971. You're on live, Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Kay.
Hi, Kay. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on?
Hi. I am having some weird luck in the love department.
Ooh, another relationship question. Yes, weird luck. Another word, weird. That's the second time today. Go ahead.
So, you know, I met someone a while ago, and we've gone on a couple dates. And I thought it went well, and then all of a sudden, you know, hadn't heard from them. I'm kind of like, oh, no. I'm like, I've already lost them at this point. So we were chatting a bit yesterday, and I basically just was like, I'm going to be honest with you because I feel like there's a cliffhanger, and I don't like that. So, yeah, I don't know if it's, you can read up on anything with that, or?
Well, honey, it doesn't take, okay, I'm going to ask you to put your seatbelt on, too. I love when my audience calls me, and I have to say that I'm the type of person that's just going to give it to you, you know, right between the eyes.
I had to reel the honest truth out of this one. So I'm all about the honesty because, first and foremost, I don't have time to waste because I got work to do. And I want to spend time with someone who I want to get to know in the midst of working. So it's kind of like, you know, I want to have that nice balance. But I don't want to be like, if someone's not feeling it, then I would expect them to be honest because I would do the same. I would say, hey, it's not something that I'm really feeling. Like, you don't want to lead somebody on. That's the thing. I want to live life honestly, so I hope everyone else would feel the same way and live their life honestly, too.
No, my dear Kate, no. You.
What's wrong with living life honestly?
Well, let me say this. You cannot expect anybody else to feel and to think and to behave the way that you are. You just can't. You cannot expect anyone to behave and to be and do what you're doing. You have to realize that everyone is different.
No,
and
I understand that.
Well, but you have to realize that their difference is maybe they don't want to hurt someone's feelings. Maybe they don't have the strength. Maybe they weren't raised in a way that they could just speak honestly. You know, there's a lot of things that people, there's a lot of things that people are that I can't understand or I can't explain. But let me say this, you're talking about being honest. That honesty has to come to you first, and put your seatbelt on of this one, because number one, you can feel people whether they're interested or not. You can feel that. You can't expect them to tell you something when you know, or you know, you can feel them. They don't. In other words, I don't listen to what people tell me. I feel their energy. Their energy is what I connect to. You can get a sense, and it's just trusting that and knowing that. But I'm getting this from you, and this is really going to sound a little strong, but I have to say it. The word is... The word is desperate.
Desperate.
Yeah.
You're going to have to elaborate on this one.
Okay. For a relationship.
I'm not trying to, like, you know, go against what you're saying. I'm just trying to understand it.
Please, yeah.
But what I don't understand is, like, duration, and all I'm asking for is just honesty. Wouldn't communication be the key between two people on how they feel and what they want?
Yes, you're right. But the communication, what if the same, see, what you're looking for is you're looking for somebody like you. In other words, you're looking for somebody that wants to communicate. You're looking for somebody that is going to communicate the same way that you communicate. And quite frankly, everybody, it sounds kind of strange, but everybody speaks a different language. See, because I can't even presume that someone is going to understand even a word that I use that word desperate. And for everybody, there's a different meaning for desperate. Some people look at it as maybe negative. Some people look at it for, you know, desperate to have exactly what you want. And it's and so even the even words get a little bit, they're even different because we're as different as our fingerprints. And I was raised by two people that are different than your people that raised you, experience different things. And so when you expect and want somebody to communicate and maybe they just don't and they can't, it's not a flaw in them. It's really not a flaw in them. It's all about knowing yourself and feeling what's like energy. In other words, this person might not be like, it doesn't sound like he's like energy with you. It doesn't sound, compatible energy is what I want to say. It doesn't sound like he's compatible energy. So you can't force somebody to be compatible. And then also there are no judgments because there are no judgments about how other people communicate because I'm not in their shoes. I'm not in their skin. I didn't grow up being them. So I can't judge them whether they're quote unquote honest or dishonest or whatever. Their experiences are unique to them.
Mm-hmm.
So see, it always comes back to you, my dear Kay. It always comes back to you and you making the decision. You pick people that are going to be compatible energy with you. And if they're not, and you can, you know, honestly, I get a sense that somebody's compatible with me within 5 minutes. All I have to do is ask them a few questions, or I could just feel them. I know if they're compatible in a second, and so can you. It's trying to force what you believe your way onto someone else, and that never works. That's what I'm talking about when I say that desperate thing. It's not desperate in the same sense, because who knows what the definition of desperate to you might mean. But it's desperate.
I thought things were going pretty well, but...
That's not true. You wanted things to go well.
I wanted to give it a chance, but from the get-go, I knew... We were just cruising on different altitudes, and I was like,
"Yeah."
No, but the
Come
thing
on.
Is,
you're just saying, "Yeah." That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, but you know what? I thought, why not have fun with it and whatever. I mean, look, I wasn't asking to marry this guy. Okay, let me get that straight.
But you're not having fun with it. You're talking about having fun with it. But as soon as you complain about somebody. What?
I said I was having fun with it. But then now it's like, well, you know, things were said like, oh, it's not really working. And I was like, well, couldn't you have said that earlier? Is what I was thinking. I was like, couldn't you have just said this earlier?
No. You don't put any blame on anyone else. It's not about him. Couldn't he said that earlier? The question really is, couldn't have you, my dear Kay, couldn't have you had made a different decision? You already said that you felt the energy wasn't compatible, and you did it anyway. And then at the end, you're disappointed because he didn't say something or he didn't. No, it's not his fault. It's always our fault. It's your fault. If you're hanging with somebody that's not compatible, it's your fault. So you can't be surprised when stuff blows up. And you can't say to him, couldn't you have said that earlier? It's never blaming the other person. That's a hard one.
Yeah. I guess.
You're so. I love you so much. I love you because you have the intuition. You have all the tools, and you still want to, you know, look for someone else to.
Difficult sometimes, you know, when you, like, I live in New York City, so there's so many different energies, but I've always had that problem of when my intuition kicks in, it kicks in so hard that I feel as though I'm already placing the person that I'm trying to get to know. Like, it's not even just with this person, it's happened before where I've dated guys, you know, like, I've had a boyfriend who, you know, dated a couple guys here and there, but you know, when my intuition kicks in, I don't want that to overtake too much because I feel like it gets in the way of me really wanting to enjoy myself and getting to know someone, even if it doesn't work. It's just that It's just that process of wanting to get to know someone and just have a good time. And that intuition just keeps kicking in. I don't get it.
Oh, okay. So now, you know what? First of all, I love you. I love your honesty. You know what you're really telling me? You know what you're really telling me? You're telling me my intuition is so good. And quite frankly, your intuition is one of the most powerful tool, whatever word you want to use. It's so powerful with you. And you know what you're saying? You're actually saying, I don't want to use it. And you're such a youngster. I could feel you. You're a youngster. Listen, honey, I'm just getting this whole intuition maybe in the last 10 years, and that's all I use. And what's happening with you is you want the fun and you want to get to know somebody and you want, because you're overpowering. In other words, you're not even using your GPS. You're turning your GPS off and then you get, you know, kicked in the face and like, whoa, what happened? Well, you're turning your GPS off, but it's okay to do that. It's okay to do that, but don't be surprised and don't look at someone else and say, why couldn't they, when you're turning your own GPS off.
Yeah.
I mean, go keep doing what you're doing. Honestly, have fun. Get to know people. It sounds like you like that. But don't
I like
be
people.
Well, but don't be surprised when people aren't acting the way that you want them to act. Just don't be surprised by it. Don't get blindsided by it. It sounds like you're getting blindsided, and you're really not. You just don't want to take responsibility for it. You want the responsibility on someone else. But take responsibility when you get blindsided, because just admit, I'm not using my intuition, and this happened, and why? Well, you know why. That's all I'm saying. Just be more honest with yourself.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, wow. I'm right again. No, you know what? You are adorable, because I like you because you know. What you're saying is, I know, but I'm going to do it anyway. And good for you. I have a son like that. And he lives in New York City, too, by the way.
Yeah.
And he knows, but he does it anyway. It's okay.
Yeah, and I think it's also really difficult to date in the city, too, because everyone's like, oh, what's the next best thing? And it's like, sliced bread? I don't know.
Well, again, don't blame it on anyone else. And it's not difficult.
Yeah,
don't blame it on anyone else. Just take responsibility. You know what? Give me a call again. You're just a wonderful, adorable youngster, and I loved you. I loved your honesty, and listen, I like it when people challenge me and we go back and forth. I mean, that's how I'm going to learn. That's how we're all going to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a good time chatting with you. So,
Darling. I had a wonderful time chatting with you, I must say. I love the youngsters. Turn down
right.
For what?
Exactly. I don't even know that song, but yeah.
You know that song?
I think I just heard it for the first time not too long ago. I'm like, what is this?
That's right. And you know Iggy, right? Iggy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I'm hip. I'm hip. Give me a call anytime. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Yeah, and remember, you have this intuition. And if you don't want to use it, it's your free will not to use it, but know that you have it and don't be blindsided by what happens when, you know.
Yeah, you're right. All right, have a good
All right,
time.
Sweetie. Yay.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a great show today. Wow. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want more information on my coaching programs, you can go to my website at at my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com, and go to the private session tabs. If you want to like Reality Spirituality, go to Facebook, find Reality Spirituality, and like the Facebook page, please. And follow me on Twitter. I'm at R.L. Norrington. Follow me on Twitter, and remember, until tomorrow. My dear audience, I want you to remember who you really are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And also remember, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness book is out now. You can go to my website. It's $19.95, free shipping in the USA. Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And until tomorrow, we will speak again. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now,
but
I'm